At the same time that the city of Seattle has been keeping some parks closed, it has opened up certain neighborhood streets to provide more space for pedestrians, cyclists, and skaters to get out and move. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The program is called Stay Healthy Streets. It was modeled after a similar idea in Oakland, California. It started with two neighborhood greenways that were closed to through traffic last weekend. And today, the city is adding three new neighborhoods for a total of 9 miles. Sam Zimbabwe is director of the Seattle Department of Transportation. He says the city recognizes that people need more places to recreate.
We're trying to find ways for people to enjoy the outside and get some recreation, get out of the house, get out of their apartment, be able to take advantage of getting outside without creating those conditions that we think could exacerbate the public health crisis.
That means the city will continue to tell people to keep it moving and shut down any gatherings in public spaces. SDOT has identified a total of 15 miles they'd like to convert, many in neighborhoods that lack parks, and are considering keeping many of them closed even after the stay-home orders ease up. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.